One more issue, and this is something that CBC News was reporting on yesterday. That was the issue of what has been happening over the last close to 50 years in Grassy Narrows. At the same time that you were giving this apology, a very heartfelt apology to those who were affected by the residential schools program, at the exact same time, a report came out on the mercury poisoning in Grassy Narrows. We have seen reports come out for years on this. We spoke that morning with an elder from the community who said that the mercury poisoning has been in her river for the length of her lifetime. And I asked her what she would ask you, and she said, just tell her to come and clean it up. Why won't Ontario clean up Grassy Narrows?
You know, if I had the ability to go to Grassy Narrows with a crew and clean that mercury up, I would do it tomorrow. You may know I've been to Grassy Narrows. I have met with the community there when I was Minister of Aboriginal Affairs, and it's a serious concern. You know, since the 1970s, there has been regular testing. Our government has been involved, and we've been looking for the solution here. The challenge is that there has been competing science. And, you know, right now there's a report that says there may actually be a way to clean up the mercury that's trapped in the sediment at the bottom of the lake and the river. And the science that I was given when I was the minister was that, you know, if you disturb that mercury, the conundrum was if you disturb that mercury, you could actually recontaminate the water. So we absolutely want to find the solution. And in fact, our Minister of Environment and Climate Change and Minister of Indigenous Relations are both going with scientists to Grassy Narrows on Monday. If there is a new technique, a new methodology, we will absolutely find a way to get that cleaned up.
The chief of Grassy Narrows says, we don't want any more visitations, like public visitations. We're tired of, in his words, fancy talk. We want action. Do you understand the frustration that
he has? Yeah, for sure. And, you know, part of the reason that I was compelled to make the apology, Matt, was that I know there's been a lot of talk over decades. I know that people are frustrated, and we have to take action. We're putting real money into creating new services and new supports and partnering with First Nations, Métis, and Inuit people in this province. We're changing our curriculum so that we can retell our history. Part of our history is the contamination of the water at Grassy Narrows. And I can tell you, we are determined. If there is a way to clean up that mercury, we will find it. And, you know, if there's ongoing contamination, because that's one of the things that has come out in this report, if there's ongoing contamination, we need to find the source of that. The scientists who have already been up there at this point haven't been able to find that source. But we're going to continue to look for it. We're going to work to solve this problem. We're determined to do that.